Okay.
I'm just gonna admit it all.
Okay.
Okay. I can't hear. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, it's Sunday,
Hello.
the 7th. Yay.
Yay.
Hello,
So good to
everybody.
see you all and be together. I've been so looking forward to it.
Right. Us too.
Oh, wow, what a lovely lion.
Oh, thank
Yeah,
you.
that's pretty cool.
It felt right to be soon time for Sirius to rise in the lion's
Yeah.
cave.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Well,
Oh,
there
it's
you are,
good.
trying to find your lion. There it is. Okay, couldn't find you. Yes, I love that one,
Oh,
actually. Yeah.
thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. And thank everybody for showing up. So good to be here.
Yeah, it is.
Welcome, welcome. Got some background noise somewhere.
Yeah.
You hear it too, John?
Yeah, I do.
I
Kimberly?
think it's coming from Margaret. I don't know, maybe not.
I'll mute.
Oh, that took
Well,
care.
you know,
That took
yeah,
care. That
that's
took care of it.
it.
Whatever that was, thank you.
Well, we'll get it together here.
It was the signal from the ethers.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Beth.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
I mean, good afternoon over here.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. You ready to get started, Joan?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So, hello, everybody, and welcome. This is our June 7th, level two, session six. So, we're excited to see you all. Joan, you want to say hello?
Hello. Glad to be with you. I'm glad we're all together. I think
Yeah.
it's very helpful energetically to touch base in this way, as well as for the reception of teachings and the refined energies that we're receiving.
Great, absolutely. Just a quick reminder, our next session will be July 12th, and the August session will be on August the 9th. Okay. So you have that. Before we get started, just a couple just reminders. Just continue to revisit the April initiations. You know, as you know, each time that you do, it anchors those frequencies and the experiences more deeply. Okay. And also remember to use or make use of your luminous garden and your alcove, because those were both created and are calibrated to support the changes that are occurring in your unique physicality, as well as assisting you in maintaining the refined frequencies received during these the first five initiation sequences. So you all look bright and clear. So it looks like all of you are acclimating and stabilizing all of those frequencies very well. So good job. And as we have said many times, and you'll hear many more times, it's in the experience of, you know, so it's just being in those frequencies. Okay. So we will move on. I'm going to turn this over to Joan. We'll get started.
Okay. Well, this is a really important session in that we are going through major energetic changes, both in our body, our unified field, and all levels of us as a spirit, a creative spirit of light. And so today we are very honored to hear from Master Kutumi, who will be leading this session today. So if you will take a deep breath, get centered in your sacred heart, open to receive our wonderful master teacher, Master Kutumi. Greetings. It is I, Master Kutumi. I am delighted to be with you all today. Of course, I have been with you at every session because I am also part of the collective consciousness of this ascension process. I am a member of the Council of 12, as are you. And it is important that you really recognize this, that you are part of this collective consciousness of the Council of 12. And you are becoming a luminous one as you go through these initiations, which have been massive in this last year. So it is important that you recognize these things and honor who you are as a spirit, but as a soul, a spirit who has a consciousness, who has a soul. And it is that soul that allows you to experience who you are as a grand spirit of light that was created in the image and similitude of your source. And we are very quickly leading you into this realization and the acceptance of who you are and why you have come, who you are as an ascended master, and why you have come into this dense embodiment to bring forth these teachings, to hold them in your physical body, transform that physical body into another dimensional, refined frequency. And you have done well. And we, as masters also of light, want to recognize the sacrifices that you have made, the trials and tribulations that have occurred in this lifetime, so that you could seat these energetics in the collective consciousness of humanity and in the earth itself. This earth is transforming very quickly into a planet, a Christed planet. But it takes each one of you who have come into this body at great danger to yourself as ascended masters to perform these massive integrations within a physical body that came into this particular embodiment in great density. And you could not remember yourself as that beautiful ascended master that is part of this collective consciousness of the Council of 12. That is quickly changing, beloveds. And I was honored as an ascended master to present to you, ascended masters, the beginning stages of how this transformation would take place within humans. As you know, these new beings coming in since 2012 come in a fifth dimensional state of being, of consciousness, but of a body type that you did not have the luxury of coming into this particular time sequence. So it was through the resurrection of what you call the triadic system, but it was really a vast activation of vortices of creative light that changed totally the makeup of your physical body. It is no longer a third dimensional body. It is a fifth dimensional body of light. And you have recovered, beloveds, that state as you now navigate the earth plane. And because of that, you add to the earth's energetic as a Christed planet. And this is important for you to recognize. That you have and will continue to contribute to the Earth's resurrection as a Christed planet from this time forward. You have been very instrumental into bringing to this consciousness into being. It has been lost for a very long, long sequence. And not been able to be accessed for eons of time. But all of that is changing because you, beloveds, as masters of light, agreed to come into this dense body in total amnesia of your beautiful Christed nature. Of your mastery. All of that was wiped from your memory, and it is now returning. And this is very important at this time, beloveds, for you to recognize. Because as that being, that master being of light, you now contribute. To those who are just now ascending into a state of mastery that they have not been able to achieve since the fall of consciousness. And you are contributing to their resurrection. So, this is very important for you to recognize as you recover your mastery, the full. Awareness of your mastery, although it is limited not by you as a master, but because of the body type that you had to take on as that beautiful, beautiful spirit of the source of all that is. You took on a very limiting. Dense third dimensional body at great hazard to yourself And we want to recognize the sacrifice that you made because you knew how important this resurrection series was created. So that those of you who have achieved mastery can specifically show step by step how it can be accomplished by those who are still struggling. The time is now because you are recovering, beloveds, the true nature of who you are as masters of light. And that sacrifice that you made in coming into these bodies was important to you as masters to show the earth and humanity that it could be done and how it would be done. You led the way in great amnesia of who you were and went through it step by step in the last several years, 10 or more years of the time sequence of Earth. You did this at great peril to yourself as masters, but it was important to you as masters. To lead the way, to show the way, the brilliance in very precise ways. And this was accomplished first through awakening what you have called the triadic system, but it is much more than that. It is not just a triadic system, it is a massive creative state of consciousness that starts at the very densest level of who you were. And step by step, through each triadic configuration, beginning with changes in the body, changes in the consciousness, and removal of obstacles that prevented you from achieving your goal. So, as you moved through the first three triads, altering the magnificent light frequency that was being achieved by removing the denseness of the obstacles that stood in your way through thought, emotion, and beginning to recognize who you were as a soul. This was so important to all of humanity, to the entire earth, that you almost sacrificed yourself for this. But that was not to be because you were very accomplished masters of light. And you achieved that through the first three, what you call triads. And then you awakened a fourth vortex, which was a massive master vortex of light. And that, beloveds, was when things all began to change because of your ability to bring forth these massive light frequencies that you brought forth over the sequence of a few years, all through seeding of the divine. You practiced, you brought forth into your body, into your consciousness, into your soul, into your spirit, what was needed at that most refined frequency of a master. You brought forth that. held that in your body beyond most beings' comprehension. But you did it, and you did it well. So we want to recognize you as masters at this time. We want to recognize you as having a level of spirit that never left the source of who you are. That is totally and always will be, always has been, a spirit totally unified with the source of all that is. And it is only because of that, beloveds, that you were able to achieve and will achieve a massive shift, not only in humanity, but the earth itself. The earth originally was created as a Christed planet, as you know. But when it fell, it fell. And it no longer functioned as a Christed planet. At first, it was held in suspension, and no one could access it until the timing was right, when the right masters agreed to come forth and change everything. You, beloveds, are those that masters. Each one of you contributed extensively to the rising of a Christed planet, to its original state of being. You implemented the rising of a human form into that beautiful Christed being, a creator of light, a creator of form in form. You did that because of your mastery, you were able to do it. And we want to recognize you as masters of light, but also as full members of the Council of 12. And this recognition at this time is so important for you to recognize as we complete this total ascension process from the very base negative levels to the most glorified, grand Christos planet of light and beings of great stature of light. That is you. Recognize it, accept it, not from an ego state, but from who you are as the master of light. This is very important for you to own who you are, beloved. Own it, the very core of your being, in your sacred heart center, with the love and appreciation for yourself, as Source loves and appreciates you as a master, as a co-creator of light. So it was our intention today to bring you through all five triadic, what you call triadic, which are is no longer triadic. They're quintessent beautiful qualified masses of spinning light There are five spinning vortices that have risen to a level of mastery that has never been achieved or could not be achieved since the total fall of consciousness. And you achieve that. And there is much more that must be put in play before we complete this series. So we would like to remind you how these five massive vortices have been achieved from the not from the very beginning, but from what is now in the present moment of your consciousness. So as that first triad was created, it was created in great light. However, it had many limitations. And that first triad was limited by many sequences of thoughts and beliefs that had to be changed. And through these first three vortices, that was achieved. The base that held this achievement was what you called the first triad, and it was composed of the first chakra, which was your base chakra or your physical being. And the second chakra was in your sacral center. It had to do with your mental, emotional body that had been totally separated. It did not function as one body. So, with the opening of this first vortex encompassing the base chakra, which was your root chakra, the second chakra, which was your sacral center, your mental emotional body, and the third chakra, which was your heart chakra. And when these four chakras were united and activated in higher frequencies of light over many years of your work and change of your thoughts and your emotions, that you diligently practiced, many things changed. Your sacred heart opened, and changes in your mental emotional body began to come into being. And it was in that beautiful sacred center that your brain began to function totally different. The choices that you made, you began to be more aware of. And a light prism was placed in the center of that vortex. Your throat chakra was opened wide. Your higher mind began to open. Many things happened within that first base vortex. And as you worked with it and you became a more unified being of light with an awareness of your soul and an awareness of that you had continual communication with the spirit of who you were, although you didn't fully understand what that was. But you were diligent and you practiced and you changed your thought, you changed your emotion. You helped us magnify the light that you carried. And that light prism then stimulated, that came directly from source, stimulated a second vortex, which you called the second triad, which was a creative triad, an important triad, if you will. It helped you change every thought that was out of alignment with the beauty of your spirit. Although you didn't fully understand, you practiced and you changed the thoughts that did not align with the fullness of who you were. The awakening had begun. And then that light prism opened the third vortex, which was a massive vortex. It put you in touch with your soul and the voice of your soul. And you listened and you heard that soul direct you in ways that you could not have imagined previously. And much changed. And you began to realize that you were responsible for the thoughts and the emotions that you use to create life experience. And you altered those thoughts and emotions as needed. So that first beginning triad became more of a quadratic configuration, a much more refined configuration. And because of that, a fourth vortex was opened that carried a much more refined sequence of light, sound, and color directly from source. That changed everything. Your beautiful, beautiful soul spirit began to change. And as that fourth vortex opened wide, your consciousness changed because light templates were placed within the ninth chakra so that you created not only light, you could create form within form. And as that began to evolve, beloveds, something magical happened. Your over self, that was always above your physical body, began to descend into the 10th chakra, as did your over soul and your Christed over soul mind, descended into the physical complex of the being of who you were. This magnificent descension changed everything. Not only that, the Ark of the Covenant that was spoken of in many times during your exploration of the first and second and third chakras, or third triads, expanded exponentially. And that Ark of the Covenant released a knowing that you had never had access to since you entered this, your current body that is now totally changed. That arc is a vast release, or what it, a vast release of creative light directly from source. And it is important for you to recognize that that arcing brought forth the complete agreement, the covenant that was given to you when you not only agreed, but volunteered to enter this dense life. And that agreement was that at a certain point, the memory codes of who you are, not only as a soul, a creative soul, but a spirit who has never left the source of who you are. So that Ark of the Covenant was expanded. It had been talked about many times as you traveled your ascension path. But now it was fully present in your consciousness. And that covenant will never leave you from this moment on. You will always know who you are. And then something else happened with the opening of that fourth vortex. And this was an important opening because at the apex of that opening was a diamond configuration of light that held a vast template of remembrance. And that template was so important to your state of being and your state of consciousness. It was returned, and it will continue to manifest in ways that you had never even imagined. So that was held in this beautiful diamond, not even a quadratic, but a quintessent, elevated state of being in total awareness of who you are as a fifth dimensional being of light. And that memory code was vital to the completion of this journey that you will soon make. Not only was that in this fourth, in this quadrennic configuration, but the eighth dimensional template of light, sound, and consciousness was beginning to be remembered. And that was through that eighth dimensional template of light. It brought balance in that configuration. It brought equilibrium in the electromagnetic field of your body. But it also facilitated bringing a quality of light to the entire earth bringing it into more of a coherent and balanced electromagnetic field that would support you as that ascended master. Also within that diamond configuration was a light prism that you have used extensively in the rising and merging of your consciousness into a united field of light, balanced on all levels. Within that configuration was that beautiful golden chalice that continued to emanate beautiful streams of frequencies of light that you created from the undifferentiated light of Source. It also continually emanates the golden nectar light that feeds every cell, every neuron of your body, and brings it into full expression as creative light from the source of who you are. These things are important for you to recognize that you have achieved from the most densest of states. From a total unconscious state of being, total unawareness. We cannot stress how much of a change that has occurred in the last 10 years of your time, and how you are a beautiful example of the master that you are. Recognize that, beloveds. It is important as we move to the completion of this series. There is much yet to come. As you receive these massive initiations that have been brought forth, and changing your entire physical state of being, your consciousness, your awareness of self as a soul spirit, not just a soul having an experience, but a soul spirit. You are the beauty in the eye of the source of your being. Just as the earth has always been, as a Christed planet, has always been the eye in the diamond of the all that is. So it is, are these things that we came forth to bring to your the forefront of your awareness as we proceed in these vast initiations that Milena has been bringing forth through her body so that you could receive them into your body, into your consciousness, but not only that, into your vast unified field that now is so extensive, it is beyond what you have recognized previously. So, as we continue this ascension series, more is to come in these infusions and initiations, and you have been prepared for them very specifically, as you can well imagine, as you practice moving through that triad, not just the triad, the first three triads, but the every vortex that was elevated into the state of light that you truly are. So as you move through the total magnification of those five vortices, it is important that you recognize the changes that have occurred not only in your body, but your unified field, your soul, and the rising of a spirit that you are just beginning to know. So we suggest that you move through once a week what has occurred in every vortex, all five vortices, especially the opening of that quantum rainbow bridge that brings you to the opening of that fifth massive vortex that can never be qualified by a human thought or feeling, and that is pure golden light. That light, beloved, infused all of the sequences of the four Vasa vortexes and altering those tremendously, preparing you for the initiations that you have received in the last several months of your time. Those initiations and infusions of light could not be received without the first infusion of this massive golden light that came through that fifth vortex and prepared you for these initiations. That light was infused into each one of those vortices, the first, the second, the third, and the fourth. That light was infused into all the your entire 14 chakra system and expanded it to receive these initiations. It prepared you so that nothing would disturb the infusions that you could receive, would receive, have received, and now have use of, not only in your body, in your fifth dimensional body, but in your soul, in your spirit, in your unified field. This is so important for you to recognize as we move forward in more initiations, more infusions that bring you into the beauty of who you are as a soul spirit and as a being of great stature, as a master being of light who has never left the source of who you are. So we masters ask the council to present this dialogue with you. And we suggest that once a month or once a week of your time, that you move through those five vortices of light and know how you have changed at a soul level, at a conscious level. See the changes that have occurred in your physical being, in your unified field, in your soul. See that you are a spirit of great stature that has never left the source of your being. And this is not ego, for that ego was transformed completely by the arrival of that zeal point chakra. And when that chakra was awakened and a massive light frequency was achieved, a massive transformation of your ego occurred. Accept that. And the more you use that transformed ego to support every part of your rising state of being, every part of who you are as a creator of light and a creator of form within form, the more you use that transformed ego, the more you become the being of light that you are. So, with that, beloveds, we begin to close this session. It is a session of remembrance. It is a session of recognition. And we celebrate as the entire master community celebrate you for achieving what you have achieved at this time and knowing the achievement that will be made as more initiations are given, accepted, and used. All is set for a grand ascension. So we will close this session, beloved, at this time. And we ask you to hold on to what we have said, to listen to what I have said to you, so that you can remember as what we see in you at this time, of what you have achieved, what has never been achieved since the fall of consciousness. You are what you came here to achieve. You are that. So we ask that you review this achievement before our next session. We ask that you also review the initiations that you have received, the changes, and notice the changes in yourself. This is important for you to recognize and celebrate who you are as we celebrate you. So, with that, beloveds, we will close this session and we thank you for receiving us.